Lord Jesus, Father, we believe that we're standing in the presence of He that has given His life for His creation. And Lord God, we want to give back interest tonight, Lord. Lord, we want to give You all our talents and gifts and everything that You've given us, Lord. Father, we want to render ourselves unto You in the hands of the Master. Father God, make us fit, Lord, to be worthy of this gospel, Lord, that You've unfolded to us, Lord. Lord, help us not to put our shoulders to the plow and then turn back because of hard times, Lord, or tribulations or trials, Father. But Lord, help us to make our calling and election sure. Lord God, sure that the God we serve is real. Sure that the word we have can never lose its power. Hallelujah! Sure that the blood is still sustaining lives. Sure that Your grace is sufficient to meet all of our needs, Lord. Lord God, we ask that You would bless this church, Lord, and the pastor, Lord, and all that are affiliated with it, Lord. And Lord, and each and every ministering brother, Lord, the different pastors out, Lord God, just trying to do a work for Your kingdom. Lord, bring us all under one headship tonight, Lord. Lord, that You may receive the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord. Lord God, let the two omnipotents meet tonight. Lord, the omnipotent word in Your bride meeting the omnipotent presence of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that the miraculous may take place in us tonight. Lord, forgive us for our ups and downs, Lord. Lord God, move anything that's not like You out of the way. Lord, clear our minds, Lord, that our minds might be pure like Adam, Lord. Hallelujah. That when he heard Your voice, he was obedient. Lord, he didn't wonder whether it was You or not. Lord, we thank You for the day that You've given us. And Lord God, it's not by coincidence that we're here, Lord. But Lord, You saw this day before the foundation of the world. In Your mind. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You and praise You. In the name of Jesus Christ. The church say amen. Let's say amen again. Amen. How many love the Lord? Amen. Amen. It's good to be back in Perfect Love Tabernacle. Amen. 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 I certainly appreciate Brother Nelson, a wonderful man of God. Amen. Amen. He's always been a blessing to me. Amen. Amen. It's good to see Brother Danko in his church. Amen. Amen. Another wonderful man of God. Amen. Amen. And always been a blessing to me. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way we ought to feel about our shepherds. Amen. If somebody talks about your shepherd, you ought to tell them, shut up.
Amen.
That's my shepherd. Amen. But too often we've been the garbage can. Huh?
Huh? Right.
What you got to say? Amen. Hallelujah. But we love the Lord. We appreciate God's grace. Amen. And tonight we believe that we're going to have a special service.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We believe that God is going to visit us tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That God is going to do the miraculous in our presence. Hallelujah. How many believers in this place?
Amen.
We have a promise, like the brother said, wherever two or three gather, God is in the midst.
Right.
Hallelujah. I ain't looking for the devil. God already dealt with him.
Amen.
But now I'm looking for his appearing. Hallelujah. I'm looking for his headship, the Almighty God, to come down and take full control tonight. Hallelujah. If you sick, be healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read some word and then we're going to have our seats. Hallelujah. Let's go to John, the 12th chapter. Certainly appreciate the worship. Amen. We're in a day where the churches are taking the worship out of the church. Oh my. And the thing how they ease it out of it, they say, oh, we got the word. What other reason to worship? Because you have the word. And if you steal the worship out, that shows you don't have a revelation of the word. Hallelujah. Because the Catholic Church don't worship because they don't have a revelation of the word. Hallelujah. But if you know, anytime God appears, the people begin to worship. Amen. They begin to testify. Amen. They begin to rejoice.
Hallelujah. Jesus hadn't even done anything yet. As soon as he began to come into the Passover, they said, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. The people began to worship. Even though he didn't come like the religious people wanted him to come, those that recognized his presence, they began to worship. Hosanna. And the critic stood back and said, who is this? Who is this tonight? See, one thing I love about Jesus, the difference between Jesus and all the other gods, Jesus always speaks first person. He says, I say unto you, I am, hallelujah, Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. First person. You don't have to pray a sinner's prayer. Hallelujah. We have the God of gods. John the 12th chapter. Let's start at verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground. Oh my. We don't just want to fall. We don't want to just be hit by the Spirit. But we want to fall and die. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Marilyn, I don't want you to see Brother Diggs tonight. But I want you to see he that has died and now is risen. Hallelujah. Fall into the ground and die. It abideth alone. But this is the part I like. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Hallelujah. So death is swallowed up in my victory. Death is swallowed up in the resurrection of life. Hallelujah. He that loveth his life shall lose it. That's for you people on reserve. That's for you people who can't worship God when you come to church. That's for you people that get tired when you come to church. You might be losing something. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life is he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Hallelujah. Oh boy, I feel like the Pentecostal preacher. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. Do I have a church in here tonight? Hallelujah. Does anybody know what it's like to bring forth some fruit? Hallelujah. He says, if that church, if that vine ever brings forth another vine, it'll be like what? That vine, that branch that was in the book of Acts. That's our destiny, to bring forth another book of Acts. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15.
People don't believe there'll be another book of Acts.
You know why? Because they can't see themselves being a part of it. Oh my. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Hallelujah. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. How many believe you're going to be changed? Amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. Hallelujah. And this mortal, woo, must put on immortality. Oh my. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Yes, hallelujah. May the Lord have the blessing to read of his word. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, we can do better than that now. They clap louder than that for Barack Obama. They clap louder than that for y'all prime minister. And they ain't saving nobody lives. They haven't went to the cross and died for nobody. Let's put our hands together for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You can have your seats tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My topic tonight, amen. Y'all know I'm not good with sticking with the strip. Amen. I'm all over the place, but you know that's because you control the gift. I'll be whatever you want me to be tonight, except for a sinner. Hallelujah. You want me to be a man of God, I'll be a man of God. Whatever kind of tool you need, grab a hold of it in the spirit and be blessed tonight. Amen. Don't walk out of this place without a blessing. Amen. What did you come for tonight? What came you out to see? Amen. Did anybody come to be blessed? Did anybody come to get something from Jesus? Hallelujah. You got to know where you're standing in this hour. Church has to be more than just church. But church has to be an experience with God. Church has to be a place where you come to get refreshed. Woo! Where you come to get renewed. Where you come to get a little bit more gasoline in your tank. And I ain't talking about no cheap 87. I ain't talking about no plus. But I'm talking about the premium. The real deal. Something that can get in the big boys. Hallelujah. Something that can get you on down the road. Something that when you cut it off, it won't backfire on you. Hallelujah. But something that when it burns clean. Hallelujah. I'm talking about some high octane. Oh my. Thank you, Jesus. See, you don't put no high octane in a lawnmower. No, it's too powerful for that. Amen. You put that cheap stuff in small engines. But in those big blocks, you need something that's going to burn good and easy. Hallelujah. I need a spirit that'll burn good and easy. Hallelujah. See, we come to church sometimes and we try too hard when God is right there in our face. God is right among us. But what we do when the singing stops, we shut down. The woman just saw, Sister Faith just saw, because of who you are. Now think about that in your life. What does that do for you? Because of who God is in your life. What has he done for you lately? Hallelujah. Because of who he is. Is why I'm still here. Is why I'm still standing. Though I have critics that talk about me. Though the devil don't want to see me going from coast to coast. He can't stop it because of who he is. He want to see my family backslidden. He want to see me and my wife arguing. But he can't stop it. Because of who he is. Because the joy of the Lord. Woo! The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's who he is. He's my joy tonight. Woo! Y'all know everywhere I go, I begin to pick up a song. And my song in this place is, there's no one like Jehovah. 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 Woo! Hallelujah! How many can say amen to that? Oh my, I'm going to try to get into this. Oh my. But my topic tonight is, when revelation comes. Oh my. When revelation comes, the prophet talked about how important it is to have revelation. Amen. To know where you're standing. Amen. But I want to make it real simple tonight. When revelation comes, it's usually trying to express the person of Christ. It's trying to let you know in your life who God is for that particular situation. See, that's what I like about God and Morphe. See, what it was, God and Morphe is God changing mass. God changing mass. In Luther's day, God was God and Morphe faith. Hallelujah. In Wesley's day, he was God on my faith, holiness and sanctification. Seymour, he was God on my faith, hallelujah, in the gifts working through the church. But in our day, he's the Word made flesh. God on my faith in you. God on my faith in you. God has changed his mass now. He's no longer in the minister only, but he's in the minister's wife. Hallelujah. God on Morphe. But you got to have a revelation of when God moves on. Hallelujah. You sisters ought to look at your husband and say, God on Morphe. He's in me just like he's in you. The children ought to be able to come home and say, God on Morphe. He's in me, in my school. Woo! God changes mass. Why does he change mass? To address the situation at hand. Hallelujah. See, God changes mass to beat the need for the situation. And that's how revelation comes. But what we have to do, we have to die to our own ways. Hallelujah. We can say we're planted in this message all we want. We can fall down with the prophet. We can go eat dinner with Billy Paul and all the rest of them. But if you don't die to your ways, if you don't die to your ways, you'll never bring forth Christ. The mystery of God revealed. Woo! Where is he revealed now? He's revealed in a many-membered bride. Oh, my. Let me read it for the quote, people. Let me give you a quote. You know, the preacher ain't preaching unless he give you a quote. But God, a Morphe, I am the quotes. Hallelujah! I am the mighty God revealed. I am the spoken word, the original seed. Woo! I am God's provided place of worship. Woo! I am, you must be born again. Woo! I am the mystery of God revealed. Hallelujah! Talking about a quote, I am the quotes. I'm the manifestation of the message. We are the manifestation of the message. We are those mighty angels that appeared that day in 1963. Hallelujah. Because when those angels came down, they came bearing revelation. Who got the revelation now? We do. So I am the mystery. I am the cloud. To show you that the cloud is a person and that person is in me. The prophet said, everybody all startled about the appearing of the angels, the angels, the angels. He said, turn the picture the other way. Turn the picture the other way. And what did you see? Christ. Hallelujah. He must needs to pass by this way. Amen. See, you got so many people fighting over nonsense. They say you got to be Perusha. You got to be thunders. You got to be perfect love. Or you got to be a deep mystery, a deep teaching. You know what all that is you say you got to have two souls. You got to have two seeds. The mystery of it all is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the soul that we need to talk about. Hallelujah. Jesus is the revelation of Perusha. Jesus is the thunders. Woo! There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. But church, if we die to our own ways, then we can bring forth fruit. And that's what this message did. Although some of us were Baptists, we had to die to the Baptist doctrine. Woo! Some of us might have been Catholics. We had to die to Catholicism. Woo! Some of us were Pentecostals. Boy, it was hard to die for that. It's hard to die from it. Because we'll use what the prophet said. It's the closest thing to what I preach. And that's why you still have some churches falling back into Pentecost. Not by experience, but by denomination. Hallelujah. They want to hear you hum. They want to hear, I tell you. Ain't no power in that. It's only excitement in the voice. That's why they love T.D. Jakes, because his voice does that. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. And the people don't come to hear the word. They come to see the show. They come to hear his voice. Tickle their ears. And nothing goes in their soul. Hallelujah. But in our day, in our church, it's all about the real, the revealed word being revealed in the body of Christ. And when revelation comes, see the importance of revelation. When revelation comes, corruption has to back up. Corruption has to back up, because now it's time for life to be expressed. Amen. The prophet of God said, unless there's death, there cannot be birth. Unless there's death, there cannot be birth. And let's take it into the animal kingdom. We all like to talk about the lion. Amen, because it symbolized the lion of the tribe of Judah. You know there can never be a baby lion cub if that adult lion don't kill. So by that lion killing, bringing forth death, that cub has a chance to experience life. And that's the cycle of the animal kingdom. Something must die for something to live. And it's the same thing in the body of Christ. We got to die so that somebody else must live. My life for your life. Hallelujah. When was the last time you gave your life for your sister, brother? Hallelujah. We'd rather get caught up talking about one another. Ain't no life in that. Brother Branham said gossip is like sulfuric acid. Oh my. Church, where I'm standing, where me and my wife stand, God has so restored his order in the kingdom. We shouldn't have to come to church and fight demons. You do me the amens on that one, huh? What, you got American Idol on your mind? Or Survivor Series? But we, for life to come forth. He says, lest a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. It abides alone. It must rot. I don't care how much you plant apples, oranges, or pears. If you don't leave it in the ground long enough to rot, it'll never pull that shell. Hallelujah. That religious spirit will never fall off. It'll stay right there thinking it can still bring forth life when the light has not touched this grain, the true seed. And that's what's wrong with a lot of Christians, a lot of believers. They're sitting in church just because they're in a message church. They still haven't died to their own sinful ways. Let me say this. The prophet of God had to die. Because you notice, he wanted nothing to do with the Pentecostals at first. He thought they were just radical. But God told him, if you want the Holy Ghost, go in there. Woo! Oh my. He said, if you really want it, go inside there. Those people got it. So what he had to do? He had to die to his own ways. Hallelujah. So he could go in there and bring forth fruit to the rest of the world. Hallelujah. Church, we got to die. Revelation comes to bring forth life. And for those of you who are afraid to dance and shout in church, I'm going to use y'all prophet again. He said he was sitting in church. And he was preaching. He was preaching. And while he was preaching, a sister started dancing. Started shouting in the spirit. Started worshiping because the word gives you joy. It ain't the music that gives me joy. The music is only another beat. But when I think about who I'm singing about, when I think about the composer that begins to lift me up out of my sins, that lifts me up out of my condition, then I begin to dance and worship because the word is talking to me. The word is making love to me. I could care less about that person singing, but it's the words. It's the words in the spirit doing something to my inward man. Because this flesh get tired. This flesh don't want to sing. This flesh don't want to dance. This flesh don't want to come to church. But that inward man, if you have representation in heaven, I don't care how much they want you to come to work. You say, I ain't coming. It's church tonight. You can duck your hours around the schedule of worship. Woo! And in the natural, you go to work when you're supposed to be standing and sit down. You will get fired. You know what, Brother Nelson? God need to fire some Christians tonight. God need to fire some people that ain't performing on the job like they supposed to. Somebody need to get fired to show that God don't need you. God can easily put somebody else in your spot. Hallelujah. I say the prophet of God said, I believe it's where Pentecost fell. He said it's because they were born of the Spirit. They felt they didn't have the need to go deeper. Just because we have the message, that don't mean we ought not to go deeper. We ought to find God's plan for our life. There is a level of adoption. But there's something you're called to do that nobody else can do. Only you can do it. And until you reach that place, you haven't possessed your land yet. You don't have the revelation to go on the other side. Hallelujah. You know why Jericho walls came down? Because everybody died to their own ways. Everybody died to their own rules and revelations. And they began to do something that they wouldn't ordinarily do. They looked like fools. They looked like they was crazy. But did the walls come down? You want the walls to come down tonight? Why don't you step out of your comfort zone? Why don't you break out of tradition? We sang Only Believe, but the prophet sung that song because he knew the angel of the Lord was present. All this word we got, we let the denominations out sing us, out worship us, out praise us when they ain't got no life. And we got it all. They had like a bunch of stuffed shirts. But life comes that it may be passed on. Let me ask you something. How did you get it? How did you get it? Somebody passed it to you. You say, well, maybe indirectly. That's what influence is. Influence is indirectly influencing somebody to do what you're doing. You don't even know what's going on. But all of a sudden, because your eyes is on something, then you begin to take it in your spirit. Then something begins to happen. It's creating and forming revelation. Hallelujah. It becomes by instinct then. You know, when you see an animal, an adult animal training its young how to hunt, how do they learn? They learn by example. You want to see your children saved? Learn to live by example. Learn to know that you got another set of four eyes. It might be two eyes, four eyes, six eyes, eight eyes watching you. What are those eyes seeing? Are they seeing you in church one way and at home another way? See, like me and the brother was talking about, it's the life you live outside of the congregation. It's the life you live at home. Like I was saying Tuesday night, how often do you tell your wife I love you?
Come on now.
Uh-oh. How often do you tell your husband, I appreciate you for being my provider? I know y'all ain't thought I was just going to hit the brothers and I hit the sisters too. See, this message brings a balance. Where by revelation, the wives know their place. By revelation, the husband knows their place. Let me tell you, your sister, if a young man said he wants to marry you and ain't got no job, leave him alone. He ain't got no church, leave him alone. He ain't got no pastor, leave him alone. Because that means he ain't got no headship. That means he don't come from Isaac, he come from Ishmael. He's just a wild breed. He gonna do what he wanna do. He'll tell you, meet me at the stop sign. I don't feel like talking to your daddy. You'll never be able to bring forth fruit like that. He says, it must rot and get into corruption. He ain't say look at it, he say get into corruption. Hallelujah. See, a lot of us have been trapped in mess. We've got caught up in filth. Hallelujah. We've got caught up gossiping about one another. We've got caught in the corruption. We've got caught head and toe all the way consumed in it. But you know what God was trying to do? God was trying to bring out life. Because the next stage after corruption is pushed away is life. Now it's time for, they say the only way you can go now is up. Woo! Once you humble yourself, the way up is down. So if you find your way down, you'll automatically begin to rise. I will rise again. Woo! Church. When corruption comes, it comes that God may bring out the revelation for your situation. Amen. Amen. Some of you might say, well, I ain't got no money in my pocket. Let me tell you the revelation. Jehovah Jireh. Amen. It's not you skipping your tithes or finding a second job. God is trying to show you that he's the provider. He's the one that take care of you. They ask me all the time, they say, Brother Deeks, how you and your wife make it? Ain't neither one of y'all got no job. I say, Jehovah Jireh. I can't explain it. All I know that the word automatically works in your life when you die to your own ways. Brother Nelson, that's why some people ain't come to church tonight, because they can't get rid of their own ways. But if we can die to our own ways, God can begin to work. The prophet of God said God loves to show how great he is. And sometimes he let it get real crucial. He let it get real bad. Hallelujah. I know young ladies then got in a trap. The old slicker had and got them all alone. He was just about to the place for the full seduction to come. And they say, I can't do this. Woo! I can't go to step like this, because there's something on the inside. Woo! Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Hallelujah. You don't have to do nothing special. Just get the word inside you. Once you get the word inside you, it'll automatically work in crucial situations. See, what we have to realize, pressure brings out the best in you. Pressure brings out who you really are. And in times like these, we need a Savior. We need a mighty God. Hallelujah. Because the pressure is on. The pressure is on. Me and one brother was talking. We said, you can imagine if Billy Paul dies. If Billy Paul died tomorrow, how many people backslide at the message? Why? Because they're hooked on a quote that they can't produce. Hallelujah! Let's stop getting caught up in old wise fables and let the word be our proof. Let thus saith the Lord be our proof. If I can't do a search in the message and find it, that means I don't need to believe it. Oh boy, I know that was kind of tight for some of you. Because you like to believe those stories. See, we have to have, that's why God allowed the prophet to preach messages by revelation that would apply to your day. Like a thinking man's filter. Woo! Produces a holy man's taste. Hallelujah! Before you put it on, why don't you think about it a little bit? Why don't you examine yourself a little bit? And that will produce a holy man's taste. But if you put it on with no reservation, say, I can do what I want to do, you might have the wrong spirit on you. Hallelujah. But corruption. We find out there's too many people having an alliance with corruption. See, in the States, we have this musician, this singer by the name of Kirk Franklin. And on one end, he got some pretty good songs. But on the other end, in his heart, his whole goal is to corrupt the gospel music. Because I'm going to drop something on y'all some of y'all might not know. In his heart, he really wanted to be accepted in the R&B and rap world. But his gift wasn't called for that area. His gift was called for the kingdom of God. Have you ever met somebody mad with God for how God made them? He purposely said, I'm going to mix R&B and gospel music. Let me ask the question, has he done it? Corruption is among us. But what we do, we'll hear a good song. We'll buy the album. Then we'll hear some old hip hop where they dancing and shaking. Same album. Dancing and shaking, but because we got the good song, we'll say, oh, it's all right. You know, if you let it hang around too long, it becomes a part of you. If you feed a stray dog too long, he'll be sitting on your porch when you come home the next day. Because he believes he's become one with you. Woo! You do the same thing with a stray cat. They'll eat and eat till they're fat enough to bring forth life. And that's what demons do. If you play with the devil long enough, he'll give you just enough time to embarrass yourself. Hallelujah! That's why when we need to repent, what's stopping us? What's stopping you from going to your brother or sister when you've done wrong to say, look, I want somebody to take this at heart. Say, look, because I had to do this. The prophet said, if you have, if you even hear of somebody having an ought against you, you go make it right. But what we do, they don't say nothing to me, I ain't saying nothing to them. And right then and there, you've gave the devil authority to have a party in your house. He has one open door, but he ain't satisfied dancing by himself. It might be pride in there first, but then he say, lie, come on in here. Cheating, come on in here. Adultery, come on in here. Let's tear this house down. Hallelujah. And just from a simple thought of saying, I'm sorry. Now corruption has fully taken over. See, if corruption stays and lies too long, it brings forth death. But if you meet corruption, you read the story about Jehoshaphat and Ahab. Ahab came to Jehoshaphat because he knew Ahab knew that Jehoshaphat's kingdom, Judah, was stronger than his kingdom. Hallelujah! And you young people, that's what the world do. That's why they like fellowshipping with you, because they see the power of God working in your life. When they say, come on, let's go to the movies, you say, I ain't going. Right then and there, they begin to inquire. Why don't you want to go to the movies? What's going on inside? Too many movie goers in here. That's where you get your entertainment. Do you get strength out of that? Does that give you joy? Ooh, Denzel. Ain't no power in corruption. But what corruption is supposed to do? Ahab told Jehoshaphat, let's make an alliance. Because you married into my family. Oh my! Too many of us have our hands in the devil's cookie jar. We're in the kitchen, but we're eating the wrong sweets. We're eating the devil's cookies. When we ought to be eating the fruits from the vine. Hallelujah! But corruption in Jehoshaphat's place. God told, he said, is there not just one more voice? I just don't feel right coming to church knowing that me and this person got an indifference. Oh, my, it's open now. Ain't nothing you can do about it now. I challenge you, before you leave this place, if that person is in here, take them off to the side. Take them off to the side. Ain't nobody else got to know what y'all talk about. See, there's too many times when me and James have a problem and I bring Brother Nelson in it. Then I corrupt Brother Nelson's mind by the way I think about James. Too many of us are cowards, afraid to deal with one another one-on-one. Let me tell you something. If you're a man in here, you put your pants on just like I do. One leg at a time. Hallelujah. So why are we so fearful of making things right? When corruption is all around us. Look around, church. The world is corrupt. The school system is corrupt. The church is corrupt. And all that is doing is producing a bride. Woo! All these things is producing a bride. Getting a bride. Getting a true elected lady ready for a rapture. Because the Bible says that she will watch and pray. Hallelujah. It must rot and get into corruption. And then from that corruption springs forth life. Let me take you into the farmer's market. He dig up the ground. Drop that seed in there. And then what does he do? He cover it with dirt. He covers it with dirt. Why? Because the dirt keeps the ground moist. You know, Brother Nelson, we got some people that ain't gonna never do right. They ain't gonna never pay tithes. They ain't gonna never support the work. They ain't gonna never say amen. But like a pastor told me one time, he said, I tell them people, thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Because if you were not here, we could never see the genuine Christian. Hallelujah! So thank you for shortchanging God. Because when I give God mine, I receive my blessing. Thank you for not praising God. Because when I praise God, the blessings come down. Thank you for not believing he's a healer. Keep running to the doctor and getting high blood pressure medicine. When I go to God, he shows me the supernatural. See, church, we have to have these kind of people around us. We have to have corruption around us because it makes us grateful. It makes us see how much God really loves us. Because in the midst of all the corruption, God is dealing with an elect lady that know what it means in the midst of the message. Hallelujah. You know the prophet was talking about? You got to read between the lines. For those of y'all that text message, y'all know what LOL mean. Somebody tell me what it mean. Laugh out loud. Amen. And it also means lot of love. See, you got to read between the lines. See, when I put LOL and I'm texting my wife, she know that means lot of love. But if I text one of the brothers out here and I put LOL to him, he know it means laugh out loud. See, it's a different message for a different person, but it's the same words. And that's what the message is, James. Hallelujah. To us, it's resurrection power. But to the world, we're just a cult. Hallelujah. Amen. So for all of you tonight, I got a lot of LOL. Oh my. But we have corruption all around us. And what is God doing? God is getting us ready to step into the next dimension. If you could only look at the promise of the word. He said, when you see the wars and the rumors of wars. When you see the gay and lesbian parades. That's just the promise of the word being fulfilled. It just lets us know God is right at the door. When we see Russia coming back into full power again. Do you not know that Russia was once afraid of the United States, but they ain't anymore? They're looking for something to get into it with them. They're looking for a rumble. Because all these things are the signs of the time. Hallelujah. He also said, this is for, oh my, these people who can't stay in one place. He said, there must be a falling away first. So it don't make me mad when people go back into denomination. It just shows me that the shuck is pulling away. Woo! And when the shuck begins to pull away, that shell falls off. Then what do you see? Grain. True seed. Woo! True seed then in the midst of all that corruption. Why? Because that same sun they're running from is shining on somebody else, bringing forth life. That same church they running from, somebody else is saying, thank you, pastor, for being yielded to the Holy Ghost. Woo! Thank you, pastor, for being yielded to the Holy Ghost. Why they running? Oh, my. Jesus Christ. But all these things are signs. Say it be people heady and high-minded. Lovers of themselves. Oh my, some people won't come to church because their hair ain't done. And it might be a brother. See, look at the corruption. Look at it. Just look at the world. You see the men with long hair and the women with short hair. You see the women putting off earrings and the men got two of them now. All of these are signs of our releasing. It's a sign to show us that we're about to step into immortality. Oh my. Jesus Christ. I give you the greatest sign. Just look at where I live. Look at America. Look at all the chaos. You know, they're about to the place to where they want to shut Detroit down. They call it the Motor City. Ain't nothing moving no more. There's only heartache and crime there now. No life. They're just taking life. Oh my. All these things. The Bible said there'll be famines in the land. Whew. Look at all the people we know that are jobless. People having to work under what they're really worth. So they can just have a piece of job. All these signs of corruption are here to bring forth life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. But the thing I like to talk about, I like to make it real tight. If you read the story of Joseph, his corruption started in the midst of his family. It started in the midst of his house. It started with his brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I ain't looking for the government to come and shut me down just yet. I'm looking for those that worship with me to begin to persecute me first. Because they are the only ones that know how you worship and what you worship. So they have to go tell somebody. So we have to start. See, Joseph had to deal with his family first before he dealt with Potiphar's house. Before he got to the top of the king. Woo! There's no one like Jehovah. See, so church, we got to deal with one another first. One of the greatest demons upon the earth is jealousy. 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 Behind jealousy comes lies, comes pride, comes murder. All because Cain was jealous of his brother's offering. Corruption fully took over his being. And under that anointing, he could kill and not be having 1 ounce of shame about it. And if you can tear down your brother and have no kind of conscience behind it, you better check your experience. Because although Jesus knew Judas was a devil, the other 11 disciples did not know it. Hallelujah! Although corruption was right in their midst, nobody else knew but the Lord. Hallelujah! And his enemy, what could get so close to him, he could betray him with a kiss. And you can't even shake your enemy hand at church. You know that person is here to bring out the best in you. If there was no Saul, David could never learn how to be a true king. Hallelujah! Why? Because he saw a false anointing on Saul. And David still gave him respect. David said, I won't touch God's anointing. His life was in David's hands at least 3 times, and David didn't even try to kill him. What about you tonight? What if God put that believer's life in your hands? What if you see him do something they ain't supposed to do? I tell you what you'll do. Boy, guess what I seen them do? I told you they wasn't right. I told you they ain't had no Holy Ghost. When God allowed you to see it to test you, and you failed the test. Oh my. Oh my. See, God is not in the business of embarrassing people. He leaves that up to man. He let man do that. Hallelujah. Because when the woman was caught in corruption, when she was caught in adultery, what did Jesus say? If any of you be without sin, cast the first stone. Think about that the next time you see one of your sister brothers do some wrong. When corruption has met you face to face, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue on in corruption? Or are you going to bring forth life? Are you going to get on your knees and pray for them? Or are you just going to say, I told you it wasn't nothing but a devil? Because at any appointed time, according to the Father's will, that person can change and be a saint. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will let you see it to show you you're not where you thought you was. Because you can't keep your mouth shut. You got to run somebody's character down. Keep your mouth shut. It's a test unto you whether you're going to be corrupted or you're going to walk into immortality. Because if you can walk into immortality, you can look at your sister and brother's life and apply the blood. Hallelujah. We have to apply the blood to one another's life. That's what Jesus sees when he sees our wrongs. He don't see us. All he sees is his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we fail the test. And we fail the test. And we fail the test. And God keeps letting it come back around. To your characters in a place where you can see it and keep it to yourself. Can you keep it to yourself tonight? Can it be between you and God in prayer? And a lot of times the things that we see are an uncertain sound. It might even be wrongly interpreted by your eyes. You can see me and another sister. I got her hand. And it looked like me and her talking. And you can be around the corner looking at me. And corruption is moving. But Deke's supposed to be married. And he's supposed to be a man of God. Oh, Lord. He didn't fail. No wonder he don't travel with his wife. See, now your eyes have become your voice. When the CEO of the body is faith, your eyes can lie to you. Your ears can lie to you. But what's inside can only speak of the truth. What's inside can only bring you into the presence of the supernatural, which is, he said, perfect faith is based upon forgiveness. Hallelujah! And y'all can see us holding hands and don't have enough courage to come and find out what's going on. You will leave with all that corruption in your mind. When all the minister was doing was praying for. All he was doing was standing in the gap. All he was doing was operating in his office. But because we want to see something so bad, the devil give you something to see. But listen, that's why I hate rubberneckers. You got an accident on the side of the road, a bitch shot, and everybody's slowing down. Want to see what's going on? Slowing down. Why? Because they want to be nosy. And then you call somebody and say, well, I'm going through something. I need you to pray with me. Right then and there. If they knows it, they'll be, what? What you want me to pray for? You got to tell me so I can pray effectively. You liar, you just nosy. If I ask you to pray, that's what I want you to do. Pray. Just go and intercede for Brother Diggs. Just say, Lord, help Brother Diggs. But a rubbernecker, they want to stop and see the accident. They want to see the accident and they want to slow up everybody else that's trying to get down the road. We got too many rubberneckers in the church. If you ain't going to pull aside and help nobody, get on down the road. Hallelujah. Oh my, I got to close. Man. But I think you see the picture about corruption. Corruption is supposed to bring you closer to Christ. Because after Jehoshaphat almost got killed, only thing saved him was him and Ahab changed garments. Woo! Before you get into a fight with the world, change your garments. Change your garments. Don't go out in the world talking about you a Christian and you look like one of them. Change your garments first. Amen. Look like a Christian first before you begin to fight for the Christian. The Bible says after you've been converted, then you go strengthen your brother. See, sometimes we get into a mess. But in those times, it's when God is really trying to bring out the truth. I love talking about my sister Rahab. When I get to heaven, we're going to do high five together. Woo! Praise Jesus. God has something special in your life for the critics. You know that spirit is still on the earth. Well, they don't believe that a prostitute or a sinner can get saved, get a life to God, and become a part of the lineage. Hallelujah! Brother Branham told one prostitute in a psychiatric ward, she says, you can probably be a preacher's wife. Told that to a prostitute. Psychiatric ward. But the first look, what we call the first look goods we get on somebody, we want to condemn them to hell. But it's only a test to you. It's your test. How are you going to treat that brother? Because what we do in those times, we don't realize the scripture. It says, how can you love the father who you have not seen when you can't even love your brother who you see all the time? Oh boy, it's getting tight in here. See, we got to stop being message believers. And be the manifested word of the hour. Be the manifestation of the message. Hallelujah. Who was Brother Branham talking to? Me? You? Us? And the true, genuine seed of God? You think about all those people that walked with the prophet and now they caught into some mess. Some of them don't even believe that he was the seventh angel. They're looking for somebody else. Some of them don't even believe that he was turning our hearts back to the faith of the apostolic fathers. Some of them don't even believe his role. He even said, when you take me out of my position, you make me Antichrist. Christ Branham. I got your Christ Branham, all right. Christ Jesus. Amen. A brother told me one time he went to Jeffersonville. And he went to Jeffersonville around Easter. And you know that spirit is around there. And because they've handled this thing so wrong. The people that might could get saved can't get saved in that area because of the other spirit moving. Brother told me they went to the grave and see and all the stuff. He said a man rolled by in the car, started laughing and say, ha, 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 he ain't got out of the grave yet, has he? Because he know the people in that area worship him. So the unbelievers in that area can never be saved unless God deal with them directly. And it's the same thing in our family. If we don't live a life that's worthy of this gospel, I don't care how much you told the Bible, how many times you go to service, if your family sees another life being lived, they don't care where you go to church. All they see is corruption. Oh my. Corruption is to bring out revelation. Amen. See, God gave Abraham and Sarah a promise that Abraham was going to be the father of nations, even though his body was corrupted, even though her body was corrupted. They stayed with the promise, and only the promised word can produce life. So as they went about their way, see, what you have to do, you have to move out of corruption. Move out of corruption and keep traveling. Yeah, you make mistakes. Abraham made mistakes. He told lies. He gave his wife up into the king, Abimelech, and all these other things. But once he began to catch the picture, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Once he began to realize he has to fall under full obedience, then God can move. And in the midst of him just taking God at his word, corruption began to push back. And then corruption began to move in an immortality way. Oh. We got some people waiting on a body change when the skies crack. Oh my. I don't want to wait till then. That might be too much of a chance. The prophet of God say the rapture is taking place now. Do you not feel yourself going through a body change? The places I used to go, I can't go. The way I used to think, I don't think no more. He said, thinking not robbery, hallelujah, to be equal with God. He said, let this mind be in you. What mind? The mind of the Father. This mind, his mind produces what? Eternal life. See, if you think like Christ think, you will always be in an immortal realm. Oh my. Because Christ never thought like a mortal thinks. Any funeral he went to, he knew that the dead was going to rise. Hallelujah. That's why it wasn't no rush in his life. Hallelujah. When Lazarus died, Jesus took his time because he knew all power under heaven and earth was given unto him. He knew that he had the power to control death. He had the power to take off corruption. The prophet of God said, woo! Oh my. See what the people miss. They miss that he was the very source of revelation. When he went to the tomb, they say, by this time, master, he stinketh. Well, they was talking about corruption had set in. 4 days later, corruption had set in. But you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, roll away the stone. I got the power to control the rock. And the rock means revelation. Woo! Oh, my. Woo! Even in the tomb of Jesus, when Mary them went in the tomb, it said that the angel rolled the rock away and sat on it. Woo! My! Can Jesus roll your stone away? Can he roll away your stone and sit on it? Hallelujah! Jesus say, take away the stone. Showing all the Jews and everybody else around that he was the one that had the key to revelation. He said, Lazarus just sleepeth. Hallelujah. They thought he was dead, but they had the wrong revelation because Lazarus was a believer and believers can't die. The seed of God in you and you and you can never die. That's why we sing the song, there's no one like Jehovah. Let the musicians come. We're going to crank that up before we leave. Amen. Sister Marilyn, you get the mic. We're going to crank that up. But Jesus, when he went to the tomb of Lazarus, because he knew he had the power to push back corruption. Amen. He wasn't afraid of the smell. You know, sometimes sin can smell real nasty, real stinking in people's lives. But Jesus ain't afraid of your sin. Although Rahab was a sinner, caught up in fornication and all these other things, inside of her soul was the gene of God. So corruption had to back up. Corruption had to move out. Why? Because revelation was coming out. She began to realize that she was a part of the kingdom. And without her, Christ could not come. Woo! Christ came through the prostitute. Oh my. See, we have to think like God thinks. And just like when Ruth had lost everything, lost her husband and all that, she came from a Moabite. She came from a heathen nation. But where did that corruption take her? That corruption took her into the house of some pleasant worship. In the house of some pleasant worship. And then from there, the instruction went out. Say, okay, Ruth, I'm going to show you how to get out of this corruption. I'm going to lead you straight to your kinsman redeemer. Woo! husband died. Her brother-in-law died. Her father-in-law died. Was the plan of God to bring her to her kinsman redeemer? Ah! Hallelujah! So for them, the lineage of Christ can keep on moving down the line. But God didn't finish. He had one more young lady. If you take Tamar, Tamar was justified by her actions. Then you move into Rahab, justified by her actions. Then you move into Ruth, justified by her actions. Now we're going to step to Mary. Woo! Who just heard the word. And by hearing the word, it began to produce life inside of her. Woo! Without even being touched, Christ began to form inside of her. Woo! Just by what? Revelation. She said, how can these things be? He said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. Her words was, be it unto me according to thy word. So the revelation of that hour began to bring out Christ. No matter what the critics thought. No matter what the critics said, there was a lot of people that didn't believe what she had inside of her was real. But as she went down to her cousin's house, because the angel told her, he inside of you shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Woo! He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. As she went down and began to tell her cousin, I also had a visitation of an angel, and corruption began to push back. John was dead in the womb, but once he heard the name Jesus, he began to dance and sing and began to shout in the bed. The Bible says John received the Holy Ghost inside the womb. Come on, y'all, let's worship God. Let's put our hands together for God. Church, all corruption is doing is bringing out the best of God in a many-membered bride. So don't worry about your ups and downs. Don't worry about your mistakes. Just know, if there's something inside of you that won't settle in corruption, it's because immortality is pushing out. Come on, let's worship God. Put your hands together.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Like Jehovah.